Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Prayer is the lifeline of every believer. Yet more often than not, there are moments in life when answers seem delayed, when doors stay closed, and when silence from heaven tests the strength of our faith. But through persistent prayer, we not only invite God to move in our circumstances, but also allow Him to work within us, shaping our hearts, strengthening our faith, and proving His faithfulness in the process. The Bible encourages us to remain steadfast through the stories of men and women who faced prolonged trials or challenges, yet never gave up in prayer. It is in the persistence, not just the petitions, that we experience the transforming power of prayer. In today's message titled, Pray Until Something Happens, Evangelist Paul Acqua examines what God's Word says about how persistence in prayer impacts our lives and strengthens our faith.
People prayed more than once to obtain results in the Bible. For example, in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 21, the Bible describes how the prophet Elijah prayed for a widow's dead son, stretching himself on the boy three times and crying out to God until the boy's life returned. So you see, this is a powerful illustration of Elijah's persistent prayer and God's miraculous restoration of life. My friend, pray until something happens. Don't give up. And again, the prophet Elijah prayed more than once for rain to come. You all know that story. He demonstrated persistence by having his servant check for a sign of rain. Bible says seven times before it appeared. So the events actually recorded in 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 41 to 46. And it's referenced in the book of James chapter 5, verses 17 to 18, you know. In the book of 2 Kings chapter 4, again, Elisha, prayed more than once to raise the Shunammite woman's dead son. First, he sent his servant Gehazi, but Gehazi failed to actually raise the son up. Then Elisha went himself, stretching over the boy three times and praying until the child's life returned. You know, that shows perseverance in prayer. My friend, you need to pray until something happens. You know, that's recorded in 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 32 to 35. When Elisha reached the house, this is the account, there was the boy lying dead on his couch. He went in, shut the door on the two of them, and prayed to the Lord. Then he got on the bed and lay on the boy, mouth to mouth, eyes to eyes, hands to hands. As he stretched himself out on him, the boy's body grew warm. Elisha turned away and walked back and forth in the room and then got on the bed and stretched out on him once more. You see, the boy sneezed seven times and opened his eyes. He never gave up. My friend, pray until something happens. And now I'm going to tell you, I would say, an unusual story, though it's in the Bible. And I'm going to tell you only one example in the New Testament where Jesus had to minister to any need more than once to actually effect a total healing. He prayed for somebody to be healed, but this time he prayed more than once. Let's take a look at Mark chapter 8, verses 22 to 26. The Bible says that he, Jesus, came to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man to him. This is how the account goes. Then he came to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. So he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything. Verse 24. And he looked up and said, I see men like trees walking. Then he put his hands on his eyes again and made him look up. and he was restored and saw everyone clearly. Then he sent him away to his house, saying, neither go into the town nor tell anyone in the town. Hallelujah. Yeah, I can preach a whole lot of stuff on every verse, but here I want to focus on the fact that Jesus prayed more than once for the healing to manifest. Why did the blind man have to be prayed for twice? Why did Jesus pray for him twice? I've heard ministers say, no, once is all you need. You need to pray just once. If you have to come back a second time, you are filled with unbelief. But this man, when Jesus laid hands on him, you know, for the first time, he said, I see people, but they look like trees. He said, I cannot see the difference between the two. And so Jesus laid hands on him second time. That's what we read. So being a preacher of the gospel myself and seeing the demonstration of God's mighty power at work in my meetings, when I minister healing or I'm casting out demons, I will pray for them 2, 3, 4 times or even more. I don't care. I'm willing to pray for them until something happens. However, I'm not going to go back and say, oh God, it didn't work the first time. Let it work now, please. No, I don't do that. No, I believe it happened because God is faithful. He gave, but something is actually wrong with our receivers. How we receive is the problem. God does everything in the spirit and it has to manifest in the physical. So I work on it. If the devil stands in the way, I will shoot him again. Hallelujah. I have seen people grow in faith. They come back a second time. And many people say, no, don't let them come second time. That's unbelief. No, God is compassionate enough. God simply says, pray for them again. And I have had people come to me after they have been prayed for. And they will come later and say, listen, I have got some healing. I feel that I'm healed, partially healed. Some things are working in me, but man of God, I have come a long way since you laid hands on me. Would you lay hands on me again? And I thank God for that because God is compassionate. And the grace of God, the mercy of God, I pray for them again. And I have seen some great things happen. Just like Jesus did with this blind man of Bethsaida. I pray until I see answer manifesting. You need to get this attitude that God is faithful and that he's already met your need before you ever had it. So you have to have boldness, confidence, and faith will rise in your heart as you realize that God's supply is always greater than what you need, my friend. It was unusual for Jesus to inquire, even to ask for the results and saying, do you see anything? The Bible said, so he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything. But it was even more unusual that Jesus laid hands on this man a second time. Although I will tell you what I read in the Old Testament for you, Elisha and Elijah, they prayed more than once to obtain results in the Old Testament. Many of us request things from God and then look at our circumstances to see if God answered our prayers. That is walking by sight and not by faith. You see, that's what the Bible said. If you cannot see God's answer, then we pray again asking for the same thing. This is not the way Jesus taught us to pray, actually. He said, if you would believe. So Jesus answered and said to them, this is in Mark chapter 11, verses 22 to 24. Have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe. Anything you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. And so we can be certain that Jesus didn't lay hands on this man a second time because, you know, he thought his father hadn't heard his prayer. No. No, that's not the reason. He didn't think that Father God didn't hear his prayer the first time. You know, the man received partial sight. It is evident that God's healing power was at work in him. Jesus was not petitioning his father again for healing. You see, through his spirit, Jesus knew that unbelief was hindering a perfect manifestation of God's power in this man. The man had a lot of unbelief because Bethsaida, if you read the Bible, they were the people that never believed Jesus' miraculous works. So he was full of unbelief. That's why Jesus led him out of town before even laying hands on him. So he simply gave him another dose. He prayed for him again for the anointing power of God. So Satan may hinder but cannot overcome someone who continues to resist him. Hallelujah. Bible says resist him and he will flee. So we only need to petition God once for a need and then believe that we receive. Hallelujah. If we petition God or we ask him, we send our request more than once, then we didn't really believe that we received the first time. However, we can and should continue to pray until we receive our manifestation, just as Jesus did with this blind man. You know, there is more to prayer than simply asking God for things. We should continue to resist the devil's hindrances by praying the prayer of agreement. We can pray the prayer of praise. We can pray the prayer of thanksgiving. We can intercede. The prayer of binding and loosing by the laying on of hands and so on and so forth. God has done his part in the spiritual realm, but sometimes because of the people receiving the unbelief in them, their receptiveness is not that good. So we need to keep praying, not that we're saying, God, he didn't answer the first prayer. No, that's not the point. But pray until something happens. Many times in an effort to walk by faith, we pray for God's power to manifest in some situation and then we ignore any evidence to the contrary. You see, yeah, that's more faith than responding to circumstances in unbelief. But it will fail. It will fall short. You know, look at Jesus' example here. The best thing to do is exactly what Jesus did. We should believe that we receive when we pray. You know, to such a degree that we can confront anything to the contrary and overcome it. When we don't see results, we have to continue applying the power of God, taking our authority, perseverance in prayer, overcome Satan, not God. So we all see greater and quicker manifestation if we worry so full of unbelief. Because obviously, Jesus had to use imperfect vessels like us, like me and you. You see what I mean? Sometimes his power doesn't flow through us as easily as we would expect. Each of us has some unbelief and other junk that haven't been worked out yet. But we shouldn't let that stop us from doing it. We shouldn't let that stop us from praying for people or praying for things. Our conductivity for God's power often increases through use. When we keep using the faith without works, is dead. So we cannot just give up if we try a few times and we don't yet see the results. No, the result that we desire, if it doesn't come, we don't have to give up. Even Jesus was limited in what he could do in his own hometown because of their unbelief. You remember when he went to Nazareth? His own hometown wanted to do them good. They were offended by his miraculous power and he couldn't do much there because of their unbelief. Unbelief can stop the power of God flowing. It doesn't mean that power is not there, but unbelief can stop it. And there are a lot of things that can stop your prayer being answered, but you need to keep working on it. You need to persevere in prayer. You need to continue until something happens. We have to keep at it. As you begin to understand and believe and practice some of these things, your results will greatly improve. I'm telling you. So my friend, what am I saying? Pray until something happens. Don't give up. It doesn't mean God has not answered your prayer. He has in the spiritual realm. But you have to take your authority and make sure that you don't stop until it manifests in the physical. You can see this example that Jesus had to pray for that guy again because of his unbelief. People at Bethesda, they did not believe. They had hardened heart. They never repented, even when Jesus Christ had done many miraculous acts. So this is an encouragement to you. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then this is not even applicable to you. But if you are a believer too, then, my friend, persevere in prayer to get results. Persevere in prayer and you will get your results, I tell you. And if you haven't received Christ, this is the first step to do, so that you can pray and get results. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.